Learn the art of investing on MoneyWise.
I want to take you back in time to when you were a child. Remember those school days when we'd all walk into the classroom and the class teacher would be writing this thought for the day on the blackboard. I want to put down a thought for the day for you on the MoneyWise podcast today. Welcome to the show. This is Sheetal. And that thought is, time in the market is better than timing the market. And as always, when we are given a sentence that appears loaded with wisdom, we have to think a little bit, because while it is loaded with wisdom, we need to unpack that wisdom a little bit. And we've got just the expert who can help us do that on the show today. We've got Anupam Ghosh, who is founder and managing partner of FinSecure. He brings with him more than 20 years, two decades of experience working with some of the most prestigious financial companies in India. He's also been a visiting faculty for ICFAI and the distance learning program of Aligarh Muslim University, has taught things like portfolio management, security analysis, and economics to students there. Well, thank you so much, Anupam, and welcome to the MoneyWise podcast. How are you?
Thank you. I'm absolutely fine, Sheetal, and it's nice to be in this podcast. Thank you.
All right. And let's get started with that line, right? The thought that I want to sort of imprint on every listener's mind today. Time in the market is better than timing the market. For our listeners and also new investors, can you simplify what this means?
What actually time in the market and timing the market means is, you have to spend time in the market rather than trying to time the investment that you do. Instead of looking at the market on a day-to-day basis and trying to invest at the lowest point and then taking out your money at the highest point, which is absolutely not possible in the market. If that would have been so easy, there would have been a supercomputer or definitely a software to really tell you when to enter and when to exit. But if you see what the market has been behaving, it is absolutely impossible to do timing in the market. The only way you can create wealth is giving time in the market. The thing is, if you see all good things, like Taj Mahal, it took around 22 years to build.
Yeah.
So any good things you have, you cannot achieve anything that is great with very short period of time. You have to give time in the market. Yeah. We might be hearing a lot about Warren Buffett. Anybody who is in the market definitely knows about Warren Buffett. Okay. But has anybody studied that, how long time he has given in the market? He bought his first share when he was at the age of 11. Right. And now he is 92. Right. And if you see the wealth that he has created, he has not created enough wealth in his last 20 years that he has created the wealth.
Right.
Earlier 40, 45 years, he was only having patience, was building his portfolio. That is the main thing. You have to spend time in the market. It's like a test match. You know, if investment would have been like T20 match, then anybody could have hit a century, or 20, 30, 40 runs would have been a very good score in a T20 type of match.
Correct.
But investment is more of a test match, because if you double your money in 1 year and then you don't get anything, it will not do. You have to repeatedly get returns. So you have to spend that much amount of time in the market. It's like test match, where you have to build your patience. Instead of looking at when to invest, when to exit, when to enter, when to exit, you have to spend time in the market to really create wealth over a period of time.
Understood. And I love the analogies you've given us. From Taj Mahal, we've gone to the Oracle of Omaha, as Warren Buffett is very often called. And then, of course, the one thing that immediately makes everybody in India at least sit up, which is test matches in the game of cricket. So thank you for helping us understand it from that perspective. But you know what? You're making it sound quite simple, Anupam. I have to say this much. Essentially, you're saying that invest properly, stay invested in your investment for the long term. But is it really that simple? Because markets, well, they do fluctuate, and a lot, as we've seen in recent times. And stock markets, generally speaking, I would even say that are like a daily soap opera. So can you explain this approach or this mindset that an investor needs to have when there is so much of information overkill online, social media, television channels, newspapers, volatility, etc.? And why does this fear overcome that calm, responsible approach that experts like yourself are recommending? Because we want to listen to you, but very, very difficult to do that. So help us make that choice.
See, actually, Sheetal, what happens, the most simplest thing are the most difficult to do.
Right.
That is here also. It is applicable to life. It's applicable to investment also. Investment is not very technical thing. It's not like you are operating a patient. You see, you have to be an MBBS to become a doctor. But you don't need any qualification to become a good investor. The only qualification you need here is your patience.
Right.
You have to have that patience. See, and you have to have a process. What happens, why people get feared out in the market is they either don't have a goal to achieve. They only want to invest and get the best return. And best return is very subjective. What is best for you might not be best for somebody else.
Right.
And they neither have a goal to achieve nor a process how to achieve that goal. I will give you one example with a simple story. Suppose I am staying in Jamshedpur. Today, if I want to go from Jamshedpur to Mumbai.
Right.
So first of all, I have to fix a destination. That is where I want to reach. That is Mumbai. After I fix my destination, which is my goal, then I will value how I will reach there. There can be various options, like I can take a flight, I can go by road, I can take a train and reach there. So these are the processes of the vehicle which will take me to my destination. Clients should understand that whenever they are making their financial plannings, they should have a goal in mind, how much I have to achieve, and what are the vehicles which will help me to achieve that. For example, if I want to go to Mumbai, if I take a flight, I will reach within 2 hours. But right. it has its own positives and negatives, like it will be a little higher costly. It might be a little risky, perceived as little risky. Whereas right. if I go by train, it might cost less, but I will reach after maybe 1 day or so. So similarly, right. in investment also, you have got different vehicle which can take you to reach your goal. And you should first have that goal. If you don't have that goal, then where you will reach, and with every ups and downs in the market, you will either get out of the market by fearing the market volatility, or greed will overcome and you will take out the money before it really achieves your goal.
So again, you've given us some excellent analogies over here. Train, you know, travel, or travel in that sense of the word, as an analogy for the vehicles available. And more importantly, prior to the vehicles, you're saying one has to have a goal. And in addition to the goal and the process of the vehicles, you need to have the patience to stick around. That's what I'm taking away from your response there.
You're listening to MoneyWise, successful investment ideas that create wealth. Did you know?
According to AMFI data, India's mutual fund industry is now worth nearly 40 trillion rupees, or $485 billion. It grew by around 17% in the last two decades.
Personal finance simplified, only on MoneyWise.
Now, let's come to another central pillar from what I understand of all investment, indeed the core of all investment-based wealth creation, compound interest, the power of compounding. Please help us understand this. Although we've done it on several other podcasts, I think we need to drive that point home.
See, what happens, compounding is one of the strongest thing that can create huge wealth. For example, we all know that the simple formula which we have learned in our class, maybe 7, 8 or 9 standard, that compound interest is nothing but principal into 1 plus r to the power t. This exponent t, the time, the to the power t creates the magic. For example, suppose you have got 3 years and if you invest maybe 100 rupees, the simple multiple 100 into 3 is 300. Whereas 100 to the power 3 is 10 lakhs.
Right.
100 into 100 into 100. Yeah. So this is how compound works. And I will again take you back to Mr. Warren Buffet.
Right.
His wealth was $5,000 when he was at the age of 14.
Right.
Today, his wealth is more than $80 billion.
Right.
This is how compounding has worked. For example, suppose I will give you another example. Suppose you choose a very good investment which has doubled your money in 1 year, and after that the money hasn't done anything.
Right.
It can happen you have invested in a stock which has doubled in 1 year, after that the stock price didn't move only.
Right.
And there is another instrument where you have got a basic return of 8%. At the end of 10 years, the 100 rupees that you have invested, which doubled your money, will be 200 only. Mm-hmm. But the simple 8% interest bearing instrument will be 215, which is more than the instrument where you have doubled your money.
Right.
This has happened only because of compounding factor.
Yeah.
So we are comparing one where I have got 100% return to a instrument where I have got only 8% return. But the 8% return at the end of 10 years values more than the 100% return in 1 year time frame.
So to the power of T is my big takeaway, time. And that brings us back to the time in the market that we are focusing on the conversation today, Anupam. But here's the question, right? The dilemma, indeed, if I may even say so, because when you say time in the market, logically one infers that one has to have stayed invested for long periods of time. And therefore, you're also inferring that it's good to start investing early. But then what if I've lost some time? What is early? What is late? If I don't, for example, invest before the age of 30, have I already lost this big chunk of what I could have achieved if I started, say, at the age of 22? And how does one balance this? I don't want to feel regret when I get into the market saying that, oh, this power of compounding is not now anymore applicable to me. Time in the market is anyway not something that I have been able to do so far. What would your pointers be here?
As a layman, what I say is exactly you have lost. Suppose somebody, if he has started investing at the age of 22 and you have started at 30, you have lost 8 years. But that doesn't mean that it's end for you. Because who knows, the person who has started at the age of 22 might not live beyond 55. And if you start at the age of 30, you might live beyond 90. So nobody knows the future. So the best time to invest in the market was yesterday. The second best time is today. You start as early as possible. See what happens. I still remember when I was I just passed out my plus two and I was thinking of dropping 1 year and preparing for other exams. So one of my very close relative, he told me, "Okay, don't waste time. You know what you will lose if you waste your 1 year time." I said, "Yeah, I will join job after 1 year and 1 year salary I will lose." He said, "You are not going to lose 1 year's salary, which you will get in the beginning of your career. You will lose 1 year of your salary, which will be you will be getting at the end of your career, which will be the maximum." So instead of if you start little late, so you don't lose the first initial returns that you might not get that is there. You will lose the final return, which will be the maximum.
Right.
The earlier you start, the better it is. But don't procrastinate. Means don't think that I'm already 30. What I will do achieve? Even if you do start today, it will create a huge difference.
So again, a mantra that you've given us is that the best time to start is yesterday and the second best time is today. That I'm going to remember for the rest of my life, Anupam. And thank you for those pointers, not to be focused on how soon you should have started, because that is yesterday and there's always possibilities ahead of you. Now, what are those investment mantras? Clearly, there's a lot of wisdom that we're hearing from you, Anupam, and I'm sure you have some learnings that maybe you could share with all of our listeners today. Things that you believe all investors in India must pay attention to, or some defining moments in your own life which have guided your own investment approach and strategy.
First of all, you should have a goal in mind. You should know where to reach. Without that, it's very difficult to plan your investment. Next is stay away from all the news that will be coming to you. The media every day will put some news or the other, and they will basically seduce you either to sell your investment because of greed or because of fear. And if you start doing that, I have a policy. I don't have any business channel on my TV. I don't listen to them. Because they give so much of information that your own judgment sometimes gets distorted if you listen to them regularly.
Right.
Next is, once you have created a goal and a portfolio, don't start watching it every day. It will only increase your BP, not your wealth. Review it periodically, but that periodical should be once a year or maybe maximum twice a year, not more than that.
Okay.
Stick to your investment. If you have invested right, think 100 times before choosing the right vehicle. But once you are in a vehicle and a path, believe in that vehicle and the path to take you to the destination. Don't keep on changing your vehicle and the path.
Right.
You will then reach nowhere.
And with that, thank you so much, Anupam, for joining us on the MoneyWise podcast today. And you've really made it so interesting to understand concepts like, you know, staying in the market, patience, picking the right, you know, vehicles for your investments, and certainly, you know, patience being the name of the game, power of compounding as well. You so beautifully explained all these simple concepts, but concepts that are integral to any investor, new or old. Thank you for being here.
Thank you very much, Sheetal. Thank you.
You're listening to MoneyWise, brought to you by IDFC Mutual Fund. Check out the rest of our series for more investment advice. Mutual fund investments are subject to market risks. Read all scheme-related documents carefully.